When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
We're talking with Dr. Lee Marengoff of the Marist College Polling Institute. Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Former President Trump tweeted the FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate money was prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the U.S. justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want him to run for president in 2024. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, I think this is what you see typically when someone feels that they're the object of an investigation, they automatically call it a witch hunt. And I think that's what, look, former President Trump has never been known to be shy, and certainly the people around him aren't. And this is not a pleasant circumstance. We've never had a president of the United States be in this situation before, including taking the fifth in the New York State investigation. So as far as former President Trump is concerned, we have to state the facts, and a prosecutorial process is slow, deliberative, and fact-based. You don't know what he's being accused of, so his supporters who are defending him at this point are, you know, defending something that they don't even know what he's being accused of. So you can't even say whether he's innocent or guilty because the prosecution is developing its case. And we have to wait to see what the facts are. And as far as the attack itself, let's recall that the head of the FBI is a Trump appointee. This is not someone who's a radical Democrat or some kind of deep dark state person. This is the Trump appointee itself. I think, again, people have to turn the temperature down a little bit and wait for this to unfold, even if the former president wants to call this a witch hunt and mobilize his supporters to battle it out every step of the way.
Republicans all across the country, Lee, are saying this is going to embolden the GOP. Will this, in fact, embolden Republicans, or will it backfire for the Democrats?
Well, we've already seen that the mobilization for the midterm elections is going in an unusual way, in that the events starting with the Supreme Court decisions have created greater mobilization on the Democrat side, not the Republican side, which is atypical for our politics. Usually the first midterm election for the president's party is one that they get walloped. And that right now people are saying, well, still, all bets are off. And for that alone is a minor victory for the Democrats, because normally this would be a time for a shellacking. That may not occur, but we'll have to wait. We've got several months still until the election. And as we know, events can unfold with great speed, which we have already seen in this election cycle. So we'll just have to be a little bit more patient and let it play out. We're in very unusual terrain. We have never had a president, a former president, take the fifth. We've never had this kind of investigation go on. It's not surprising. We sort of all knew it was coming. And I think that the Justice Department has been acting in great deliberation and to the displeasure of Democrats rather slowly. Is building a case, you want to make sure you get it right. And they have to move in that. That's the way prosecutorial activity works. So there's nothing unusual here, with the exception of the object of this investigation being a former president of the United States.
Senator Lindsey Graham spoke with Donald Trump Tuesday, saying he's more confident now Trump will announce a 2024 run. What are you expecting?
Well, I mean, I don't have any inside information on that. My guess is that Donald Trump is in the fundraising business, not in the candidate business. But if he does decide to run, he will, to claim that all this is politics, which it is politics, because, that's what the nature of the animal is when you're talking about a former president of the United States being under some kind of investigation and, what's been going on the last really 7 years. And now playing out in the court of law. which is where people sort of expected to be. President Trump, will make the cases he wants to make, and his supporters will follow what they want to follow. And it's a free country that way. And we'll just see how it all plays out. I think everybody, as I say, should turn down the temperature and let the facts drive where we're going.
And in conclusion, Lee, how do you think that this is going to play out in the midterms?
Well, I think it's anybody's guess. I mean, we've seen, the midterm elections typically end up being a shellacking for the party of the president in his first midterm. But right now, sort of the momentum a little bit has swung back more toward the Democrats and away from the Republicans. So, again, we're in, untested terrain here. And so all bets are off as far as the midterm elections, as far as turnout, and as far as who ends up with a majority in the House and Senate. The stakes are high. The stakes keep getting higher. But the clarity over the outcome is not there right now. We're just going to have to see how it all unfolds.
Lee, thank you for being with us. 77 WABC Early News.
My pleasure. Have a good day.